Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot Endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
So over here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joe Catone and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Rees with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle. Well, we're not on Tuesdays anymore. We are on Thursday nights at 8 p.m.
Yes,
and this is such an inspirational hour. You will not believe who's calling in. I have a major movie producer that is working on a major movie with angels and demons, and I get to play an angel, Bobby.
Really?
I do.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I can't wait to tell him that.
Well, you've already got the backdrop.
I got the backdrop. But the cool thing is, this is like, you know, getting my wings. I don't have to go through 6 weeks of training like I did with a flight attendant. Yeah. We're shooting that in Sarasota on Saturday. But in the meantime, I have to play these interviews before he calls in. I was at the Dunedin Film Festival over the last Sunday, and we've got some amazing, amazing stories. So let's go for the first
stuff. Oh, hang on. Let's do this for your... That was for your, your earlier joke.
My earlier joke.
Can't let that go on...
Yes.
Unmentioned.
So I met this young guy named Nick, very amazing producer, and it's so cute. Lola, if you're listening, I'm playing it first off.
Here it is.
And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese at the 5th Annual Dunedin Film Festival, right here. I'm on 3 FM, 3 AM. I'm interviewing this amazing young director, and you are?
My name is Nick Andrews. I'm the director of Trattoria.
Good name, Nick. I have a son named Nick. Name. And so we are here. Tell us a little bit about Trattoria, what it's about.
Yeah, so Trattoria is a short film that I wrote and directed. It's about the lotus eaters from Greek mythology that own a fine dining Italian restaurant in modern day world, and they're trapping people into this restaurant, and you're following this couple that walks in for the first time and their experience in this restaurant.
Well, how long have you been a film director?
About 4 or 5 years now.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
That is amazing, amazing. So what made you want to be a film director?
Just the appreciation for the arts, and I thought that the filmmaking world kind of has a little bit of everything that you can find your niche into, and I started off writing and kind of finding my way into the directing world now.
Now, will you be taking headshots and resumes in LA for other people if they want to send them?
Yeah, please. I'd love to see any reels, any headshots. I'm always looking for new actors for new projects.
And where would they send that to?
If you want to send it to my email, nandrosfilms@gmail.com. So it's nandrosfilms@gmail. And then you can also look me up, Nicholas Andros, A-N-D-R-O-S, on Google. And then my website and all my contact info and social media will be on my website there as well.
Okay, so are you up for an award here?
I am, yes.
So what award?
I don't know. All I know is I'm nominated. So
what? Okay. What kind of film did you enter in for?
It's a horror film.
It's a horror film. So we'll let you know if he won before he leaves. I'm Dawn Reese. We're going to get back on the air and play his trailer. We're so excited that you're here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of this.
Thank you. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back. So before I start, I just wanted to run this over to everybody. I am so excited. I'll be cutting this commercial. I'll be running for a whole week. And you can buy a commercial as well. Get in touch with me at 727-871-7788. Again, 727-871-7788. Just say text commercial info. And you can actually see this on my YouTube channel as well. We're live on Facebook. And does your company want to work with celebrities? That sounds like amazing opportunity. Work with Muhammad Ali Jr., star of the movie My Father, Muhammad Ali, worked with Christie Buss and, of course, of the Los Angeles Lakers, Buss family, business opportunities, endorsement opportunities, movie opportunities, and added bonus, discover how I work with Grammy Award-winning Taylor Swift, Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, and so many others. And for information on celebrity opportunities, contact James Lee Bird, and it's actually in Petersburg, Virginia, and the number is 804-586-6299, and it's the email is unclassifiedfilmworks@yahoo.com. So we'll be running that commercial and adding music, and that sounds really fun. Does your company want to work with celebrities? That sounds very interesting. You know, Bobby, I know Muhammad Ali, the wife, Mama Ali, has been on my show many times, and this is her son, and the movie premiere is going on right now in Kissimmee, which is pretty cool.
Really?
So, yeah. So we're going to go to the next quick interview that I did, number two, and we'll be right back from the Dunedin Film Festival. Hi, 5th Annual Dunedin Film Festival. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Cameron. I'm here with this beautiful, amazing, talented lady, and she is here at the festival. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, my name is Katie Ducharme, and I'm the gala sponsor, one of the gala sponsors here, Red Carpet, and I am opening the show with unique performance. So, yeah, I'm singing a song.
So how long have you been singing?
Oh, I've been singing since the age of six, and I've been in theater and performing my whole life, so this is a great event to be able to do that and share all of our talents with everyone, and we really appreciate all the filmmakers and everybody who came out to make this day possible. So yeah, it's just a wonderful event to show our appreciation for the film industry and the community.
So what is your website, your social media? They can follow you and watch your amazing talent.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm the katiewhitneyteam.com. I'm a real estate agent as well. And my Instagram is the Katie Whitney Team or Katie Sells Dunedin. And yeah.
We're super excited. Have you ever tried for America's Got Talent or any? No.
No.
Why?
I sing the national anthem locally at different events throughout the community. I sing for all the Blue Jays for their spring training games. So they're Canadian and American anthems for spring training. I sing for the Rays, the Orlando Magic, different sporting events throughout Tampa Bay.
So can you give us just like maybe 30 seconds of something?
Oh,
just
sure. sure. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I've heard of. So you'll hear more of that tonight.
I have to tell you something. I just got chills. When my brother passed away a couple months ago, he was 60. That was his favorite song.
Oh, really?
You just gave me like, ooh.
Well, that's a special song that I'll be singing to open the show tonight.
That's so beautiful.
Gave you the exclusive and sneak
peek. It did. It's going to be teary eyes. But thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for being here as always.
Amazing.
So you look great.
Yeah, thank
sparkle
you. Dresses. I love it. We'll
thank
see you soon.
You
bye.
Soon. Bye.
Oh. And we have one more that we're going to play. There's another casting director. She's always there. And she had some great, exciting news. And Cameron popped on camera as well, the director CEO of the Dunedin Film Festival. And then we're waiting for our caller to call in just a minute. And we'll be right back.
Before we close, I had to say, oh my gosh, my last interview, the best is for the last. Right? That's it.
You're so fun.
Rose Rosen.
Thanks for having me, Dawn.
That's adorable. So that guy was doing your photo? Over there?
He's doing a caricature.
I saw
that. That's Cameron's husband. He's talented.
Oh, that's Cameron's husband.
Yes. Isn't that fun?
I'm like,
so fun.
I said, I need your card, and I already know who he is now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us what you're doing in the casting world now.
So wait, I did want to say I premiered a movie here. Cameron's here.
Miss Cameron.
Hi.
She is the one that put this all together.
Welcome. Thank you for watching.
Amazing.
Yes, and congratulations.
Thank you for being here, Rose and Dawn.
Yes, and her husband's very talented.
He's over there drawing.
Amazing.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
I want to get him to where I'm at, where I work, and they'll hire him.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Yeah. Tell him about it. But yes.
So where do we have all these film directors from all over, Cameron?
Where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Well, we have some from Los Angeles. A lot of them are local. They live locally here in the Tampa Bay area, but they work globally. Actually, behind us right now is Eugenie, and she's been acting and actually on the runway for Balenciaga for the last year. So, a lot that live locally, and then they work globally. And then we had some people travel in from Los Angeles, Atlanta, New York, and North Carolina.
And we had the director from my film FaceTime in from Toronto.
That's so exciting. You are amazing.
You've been doing premiere. It was an amazing little film. Yeah.
That's super
exciting.
And you've been doing this for 5 years now.
This is our fifth year. Yeah, the fifth annual Dunedin International Film Festival.
I'm so proud of you.
Every year. We got to get everyone in the room. We're starting soon.
Oh, we are. All right, everybody. Thank you, Cameron, for this opportunity. And Rose, where can they watch your social media? And you're also on Clapper, right?
I'm on Clubhouse.
Oh, Clubhouse. Clubhouse
I do. Let me tell everybody, I do a room every Monday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, and you can figure it out in Taiwan. It's on the Clubhouse app, and I get about a dozen casting directors from all the different areas to come and talk about casting. This week, we're going to talk about questions agents have for casting directors. We're going to answer those live.
I love it.
Right? No, it's amazing. Awesome. Follow me, Rose Rosen CSA, on Instagram, and that'll get you to my link tree, which you can follow everything else. Every Monday, I'll post up in my stories the link to get you to Clubhouse. But just join it and follow me on Clubhouse. Also, anywhere on any of the socials, it's Rose Rosen CSA. Pretty simple. And it's great. Yeah.
So where can they see the trailer?
The trailer for my Park 33, I don't know. That's an interesting question. You can probably see it on my socials. I'll post it up.
Okay.
I know she's doing the film circuit, so I just keep reposting for her. But it's a great little film. It's got a little mystery. And
you wrote it?
I did not. I cast it.
Oh, you casted it. Okay. That's why she's a casting director.
That's what I do. I know. I don't dabble. I used to do all of it. And now it's not just casting. It is casting. And I thoroughly enjoy it. So, yeah.
It's always a pleasure to interview this amazing lady on the red carpet.
Thank you. Good to see you,
Dawn.
Good
to see you, too. Bye.
It's always great with great people that you get to network with in the film industry. And the Tampa Bay Film Society always has something together that you can get together with film night and everything as well. And I know I have my special VIP guest on the air and all the way from Orlando calling in. Hello, introduce yourself.
Hello, how you guys doing? This is Sean Roberts with AMREC.
That's right. I know. And your movie is so exciting. And before we play the trailer, ooh, that's like a big crowd shout. Yeah. You know, I get to play an angel in the movie coming up next Saturday. And I'm very excited because I just told Bobby, I said, this is the first time I'll get my wings without going to training for 6 weeks as a flight attendant.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool. So tell us about the trailer. Set it up for us before we play it.
Sure. So this project, we've been working on for about 3.5 years, called My New Family. And the trailer you have there basically is showing you the disagreement between God and Satan in heaven before they fall to earth. Things start causing havoc onto humanity. And this project here, the trailer that you're going to watch, you're going to see the conversations that they're having, that see the chaos that they're causing in this household of a kid who's surrounded by the family demons of domestic violence, sexual abuse, and alcoholism and drug abuse. And so stories about Sloan, who's going through all of this hell, so to speak, and she has a guardian angel to fight her demons, but the guardian angel cannot do anything until she has God help. And so this is her story. It shows you the day-to-day life of this particular kid and his family, which a lot of people can relate to. And this project and trailer is showing you what is happening and how to make the right decisions when bad things happen to you.
Wow, that's powerful. Did you write this?
Yes.
Wow. And what inspired you, just real quick, before we go to the trailer?
What inspired me is working with different people from all walks of life, hearing their stories, hearing their pain. And what I do with my project is to help people heal. We're not just producing projects just to get people to see our creativity, but we help people heal and be better, and to not only help themselves, but to help others. So when you look at this particular trailer, we're helping people heal through bad things happening to them. And what we're trying to do is to help and prevent people from going to hell. So when you hear the beginning of the trailer, that is going to let you know how serious hell is and how we're trying to help you not go to hell.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, Bobby, let's go to that trailer. We'll be right back with Sean in just a second, film director in Orlando. And we have more questions for him. And I'm Dawn Reese. This is part of Miracle Stories. We'll be
right back. How dare you not respond to my request the first go around?
Look at Samantha Henderson. She doesn't even care about her child.
Calling it was drugs being used here. This has been a known spot for drug use in the past.
I am who I am and ever be. I am the beginning and the end.
Who's this?
A nice young lady.
Wait. What do you mean a nice young lady? She's white.
I'm not going to tolerate your
attitude. I don't care what you're going to tolerate. I pay the bills in the household, and we're not having a white girl in our house.
And that's pretty powerful if you could see this trailer. When do you think the movie will be done, Sean?
So we currently have two more filmings to do, and so we're looking to have the film out this summer, this year.
That's exciting. Are you going to enter that into film festivals? Do you have distribution yet?
So we're going to enter that into film festivals as well as platforms such as Roku, Tubi, and we're going to be having it premiere in different cities.
Wow, that's so super cool. So does the crew and Angels get to go with you?
Oh, to the premieres?
Yeah, with their angel wings.
Absolutely. So this film is basically, this is a Christian Marvel, so to speak. So there's different characters in the film. We have Thundar, we have Stone, we have God, we have Satan. And so we're just introducing a Christian Marvel characters that kids could look up to and be inspired to want to be, because Satan basically shows his cards. And so we're just showing God's cards, but basically providing positivity for the world.
It's beautiful. This is a project I know you've been working on for a while. And Lisa V got you some really good people, Lisa Vasquez. Lisa. And yes, she helped you tremendously with some other sponsors, I think, as I remember.
Yes, so she introduced me to GBO, and they have participated in the project with their amazing bodybuilders to play some of the characters in the film, specifically one called Guy Angel, another character called Fire. And yeah, so the GBO organization had joined us in this project, and they did a great job.
Well, another question I have coming in. Do you write screenplays for other people?
No, I basically write the projects for AMRAC, and I do that basically to inspire people to be better and to do better. I know my calling. I answer the phone call with God, and I know what I'm here to do. And I just want to inspire people, because we live in a world of a lot of darkness, and I just want to bring light to it. So I just write for myself at the moment. But I'm open to writing for others as well.
Yeah, I have somebody that has a project that is looking, and probably will do a conference call with you tomorrow. And it's a very family-oriented movie, and she hasn't found the right people yet. And I've been trying to help her. And so it's you'll love the idea. I don't know. Do you shoot your own movies with your own cameras?
Yes, so a lot of different people that participate with me. So I shoot with people that I work with.
Well, it might be something after this movie's over with that you might say, you know, that's a really good family movie idea. Yeah. I'm involved in it, so I believe it's a really good idea as well, because I've been trying to get this project off the ground for the last 4 years. So
it's a process.
It's not overnight, and it's the right people. Now, question, do you think you should have a script first before a movie? Or try to get investors for your movie? People say one or the other. Oh, well, get investors first, or you have to have a script first. And then how do you find a good person to write a script? You know?
I can't speak for other people, but I can speak for myself. What I do is I write my script, and then I go through the steps of getting, you know, the right people to fit. And that's just basically networking and personal relationships with people.
Right. Did you go to, like, screenwriting class or anything like that to write your own screenplay? Or, you know, I've heard, this is through the great, because a lot of research I've been doing, a lot of other people as well. They said if you have an idea on a script and you have a script writer, your idea that you have with this movie should be inputted a lot because, you know, you're helping get the finance for it. So, and you write your own, which is amazing. So that
you
was...
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't listen to everybody's voice. Just listen to your voice and believe in yourself and do what you came to do.
Exactly. And check out people's work. You know, if you feel that you have that, that's an uneasy feeling, that's not what I'm looking for, you know, you check out their work, as I've heard, you know, a lot of research. So just a little bit of advice for people out there that are trying to get into films or, you know, making their own films. And here's a gentleman that is an amazing producer. And even your audio video is amazing. It's first class.
Yeah. And it's basically, you know, through amazing people who decided to work with me, and I'm so appreciative to have it.
Oh, Sean, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the air. You have about 2 minutes left. Any other last words until my other caller comes in that God has put on your heart that you want to tell the world?
Absolutely. So I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to share this message of hope. I just want people to understand that you matter and you have a purpose. And remember, when you're in that dark moment, it's a temporary moment, so don't make a permanent decision from a temporary moment.
I always say, as my mother always has said, pray about it. Whatever it is, pray about everything. Whatever you want to try to do. And as an example, I do have to share this because our church, Beaming Hope in Largo, I've been to other churches, and I'm Catholic, and this is non-denominational, but there's something about when you tithe at a church and miracles just happen. I mean, I had one, you know, this last week. My friend had two today that she tithed, and there was two miracles that came in today. And, you know, people don't realize, yeah, you can do it on your own, but it's not, God's, he's like right there, you know, to help you get you through whatever you're going through.
Yes, and I was just talking with a friend earlier this evening, and I said, the best place and time to be is by yourself, because that's the time that God can speak with you.
That's very powerful. Yes. And then, you know, my mother was just, she was an angel. She has her wings for sure. And, you know, the thing is, she'd say, if you wake up in the middle of the night, and it's like my dog wakes me up because he can't jump on the bed anymore, but I'm up like two or three times now. I even have a dog ramp. It doesn't even work. And, but I get up and, you know, the funny thing is my husband has his clock that the light shines up on the ceiling and you can see the time. And I told my husband, I said, you know, it's very strange. I had a dream a couple months back before you got this clock. I said, there was a timeline in the sky that it was ticking down and God was saying, watch the clock, watch the clock. And but when you get up in the middle of the night, get down and get on your knees and pray. Not just in bed, just get on your knees and thank God for what you have. And, you know, and he's waking you up to pray for somebody. Whoever comes to mind in your mind that moment, then you pray for that person.
And always remember, you know, what you are complaining about is what somebody's praying about.
That's true. That's definitely true.
They complain about the circumstance and, you know, they wish that they were in this situation.
Exactly. And yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. And again, it's such a pleasure to have you on the air with me. And now, where can they see the trailer?
So the trailer, we're going to be posting it online, Instagram, Facebook. And we're looking to put it on our website, which is amrecantibully.org.
Very cool. And give your social media, as I put it out there anyways, but give it to everybody that's driving and who's out there and watching us on YouTube and Facebook as well.
Sure. It's Sean Roberts on Facebook, and then it's on Instagram at SeanRoberts9359.
That's right. And are you still looking for any other particular actors for Saturday next week?
Yes, actually, we're looking for bodybuilders to fulfill some of the positions as far as angels in this battle scene that we're doing, and as well as other actors, kids as well.
Do you still need more angels and demons?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, there you go, Sean Roberts. And if you need, get in touch with me on Facebook, and I'll snapshot his Facebook, and then you guys can talk. All right. God bless you so much, and I look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
Okay, sounds good.
That was another just amazing movie producers, Bobby, that are just amazing. Let's go to the Miracle Stories opening with our next guest. Let's just play that opening song for a second.
All right.
Because we have a major, major miracle story. Stay tuned. And let me introduce my next guest, 3 FM, 3 AM right now, live on YouTube, live on Facebook, and it goes to podcast afterwards. You can also watch the show on YouTube on Dawn Reese Show. And so we have another guest. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, and introduce yourself to the world.
My name is Melrose Figueroa. I am the founding pastor of Melrose Ministries and CEO of Melrose Marketing Agency. I have been delivered from the occult, abuse, trauma, and so much more through Jesus Christ.
I was just going to introduce that, and you, this is definitely a miracle story. I am live on TikTok right now under Dawn Reese Show, and for everybody there, somebody commented, I have that TikTok, before we go, I have that TikTok viral sweater from Target. And have you seen it? It has the hearts on it, and yeah, it's $29, and it's super cute, and it's very Valentine-y. So yeah, TikTok is making me buy stuff as well, so tell us, okay, so from the beginning, now you're a minister, and your friend that I saw on TikTok that I was watching her, and I've got to get her on as well very soon. Tell us a little bit when you started, before you knew Christ. What happened? What was your story?
Yes, so I actually grew up as a Christian. I got involved with the occult when I was seeking peace is what really stands out to me is I was seeking peace and I got involved with New Age, yoga, you know, all of these different practices that actually are the counterfeit Holy Spirit, not the actual true living God, right? And so I got involved with all these things. And it wasn't until I had so much demonic activity in my life that Jesus
Christ
saved
me. Wait, back up. Wow, you just gave me chills. Okay, because I've heard this through different sources of ministry. So, okay, so you're when you're how old were you when you're dabbling in the cult that you call it?
I was a teenager all the way through high school, and it wasn't until my college years that the Lord started opening my eyes.
And so let people know what you're talking about, New Age, or I had no idea where you were coming from this whole background. And you so with all the stuff that you were saying, even yoga, you're saying is okay. Wow. Interesting. Yes. And with all of that, you said there was demonic activity in your life?
Yes. One of the things that stands out most to me is that I actually had a sex covenant with my boyfriend in high school for 6 years. We're in a relationship for 8 years, and I started to actually see myself having intimacy with a demonic spirit. I've always been able to see in the spirit, and that was part of how I got involved in the occult, was actually trying to get away from what I was seeing. I was being tormented, but I just got deeper and deeper and deeper. Not realizing that what God has given me is a gift for the deliverance ministry. So that's what I do now, is set the captives free, and the gift that he's given me to see in the spirit, to hear, to see, to feel, I use that for the kingdom of God. And so I think that's one way that a lot of people get tricked into the occult and into thinking that they're actually psychics and mediums. And I fell into that. And I fell into practices that were just an abomination in scripture.
Wow, that's powerful. So then you said you got into the New Age, and I know for a lot of people, you know, I was brought up Catholic and non-denominational, and I found myself a really good church, a beaminghope.org in Largo, and it's just phenomenal, and there are miracles coming out of there, and, you know, my husband had glaucoma, and Pastor Joe, and there's another guy that came in as a guest, and he has no more glaucoma, you know, and it's just powerful things happening, tumors coming off of people's bodies, and they don't realize that. Tell us, what's the difference with New Age? Now, people are like, well, what do you mean New Age? Is that like The Secret? Like, you know, when you watch The Secret, you know, on TV, what was that? Bob, somebody, what was his name?
Like, right. So New Age, it's a lot of people that are in New Age belief system don't realize that they're New Age. So New Age is essentially when you take beliefs from other religions or what they call spirituality, the occult, you know, yoga beliefs that come from Hinduism. And then, you know, in my case, you know, I had studied all religions and I just cherry picked what I liked from each of them, including Christianity. And what New Age does is it makes you your own God. And so that becomes idolatry. So a lot of things people don't realize is New Age, like manifestation, The Secret, you know, you hit the nail on the head. It's The Secret. It's all these things that, and I mean, the name itself is, it points to the occult, right? So we have the secrets of God, but the only way to discover the secrets of God is through his spirit and through his son, Jesus Christ. So we really have to be careful even within the Christian church. A lot of New Age beliefs have been infiltrated. So it's so important in these times to really know scripture and to seek the truth for yourself and not through anyone else, and always filter anything that you hear.
Well, you're talking about manifestation. I have a question, because my mother always said, when you want something, you know, put it on your refrigerator and pray over it. And it wasn't just, I would pray over it. Like, who knew I'd marry a man that I had a sailboat on my refrigerator 10, 20 years later. And now we own a charter sailing business, you know, but I'd pray over that every day. Or, you know, another one, oh my gosh, I prayed for this house that I wanted in Arizona, and I put it on my refrigerator. refrigerator. And I say, thank you, Jesus. And I'd be in Wisconsin. Who knew we'd ended up buying the house behind the house that I wanted? It's, you know,
wow.
Yeah. But I always would pray over everything because a lot of people don't realize that, you know. So with the new age, a little bit more in depth, because a lot of people, you know, you're talking about like manifestation. Explain that, because what was the difference? Like, if I was putting my hands on the refrigerator with a picture saying, thank you, Jesus, for my new car or my new sailboat.
Right. And you know, I have a video talking all about manifestation on my YouTube channel, because it is such an in-depth topic. And there are things that are just very, very fine lines. But just to explain it briefly, the difference between prayer and manifestation is that when you're manifesting, you're putting the outcome in your hands, versus prayer, you're putting the outcome in the hands of God, and you're saying, God, if I am meant to steward this boat, this house, you know the desires of my heart, but I leave the outcome in your hands. When you're practicing manifestation, you will do anything in your own power to make that happen. And so then that becomes idolatry. So I know this is a gray area for a lot of Christians.
Right.
So I recommend, doing your own research and really looking into scripture, into this. What you're mentioning with, you know, we see it, you know, now that it's 2023, you know, we have all these, workshops with vision boards, but that visualization is actually part of the occult. It has occult roots. So we really have to be careful when we're dabbling into these things that seem harmless and seem, you know, as part of our goals, and there's nothing wrong with having goals and praying into things, but really leaving that outcome and giving God that control and that power that he should have to give us wisdom to steward things in our lives.
That's interesting, because like I said, my vision board, I'm always praying over on everything. Now, I just had Jacqueline join me. Now, this may be, we're just saying what I believe in, what people believe in, and I didn't really know her topic, what she was all talking about. A little bit, Jacqueline, you like the crystals. My mom had a crystal one time, you know, mm-hmm. and she had the hard stones from the, was it from Arizona that she do the stone massage, and so what do you think? She's saying with New Age, you've got to come to God. Did you hear the show in the car?
Unfortunately, I did not. I was on the way from work. My boss literally just dropped me off.
Okay. So the topic is about Christianity and New Age.
Okay.
So like what the New Age is and what she's saying. So what is your topic? And then maybe you can both talk about that, because this is a topic that is pretty powerful with a lot of people. So go ahead.
Well, actually, I am just that. I'm a New Age Christian person. I was brought up Catholic, and then Yogananda Paramahansa was the...
I have no idea what you just said. Supercalifragilistic.
He's actually part of the Transcendental Meditation Movement from back in the 1930s, 1940s. My grandparents followed him.
Wait, who is he?
He was a guru from India to help people connect to God, connect to Jesus. And he's written amazing books, Jesus and the Yoga, which is Jesus being the yoga himself. So the New Age is basically just metaphysics, and it's the universal spirituality that's coming forward and meeting up with what the genuine connection is of all spirituality, no matter what religion it actually is. Because okay, when you get to the core, it's all about spirituality.
See, we didn't know we were going to go with the show this way. This kind of ended up happening, and we had no idea. So what her opinion was, what she was saying, she was in the occult, mm-hmm. and she was saying that she had a lot of bad things happen to her. What were some of the bad things that happened to you when you were in what you said you were doing?
So there are only two sources of spiritual power, God and Satan. There is no neutral. All occultism, witchcraft, New Age are Satan's counterfeit of holy spirituality. Satan always manipulates the truth. He's the father of lies. And some people involved with the Akora unknowingly, they're knowingly tapping into the demonic to gain power until they have demonic experiences. And there are practices that can open up the door for the enemy to gain territory in your life, to torment you and take you off course for what God has for you. To seek spirituality, knowledge, or power apart from God, from Yahweh, Yeshua, is idolatry, and it's very closely related to witchcraft, which is an abomination in Scripture.
Do you,
in 1 Samuel 15:23, it says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry."
So you said when you were involved with what you were in, like I said, this is a whole, everybody has their own opinion, you know, and I know where I come from. I know what I'm doing. We've had this talk, me and you.
Oh, yeah.
We've bartered back and forth.
Oh, for sure.
On some stuff. And she was like, I believe in the rapture. And you believe in something?
I mean, I can, in my own way, yeah, I believe that the rapture is going to happen, but I might perceive it in a little different way. But I know something major is fixing to go down. Like, I'm fully aware of that. I grow up with the Catholicism. That is the base of everything. Christianity is Christianity. I am a follower of Jesus. I am the type of person that I study metaphysics. Metaphysics, what is what exactly Yeshua, Jesus, was teaching his apostles. And it is the universal laws of spirituality and the Christ consciousness and the oneness with the divine source, which is God, which is what Jesus realized on his journey.
And what is your thought?
In some Eastern cultures, they frequently blend religions and occultism. In the Western culture, blending components from various religions and occult practices has become normal, like you just said. Someone might believe in God, but they also might believe in karma and the afterlife, or Jesus, or Buddha, or Muhammad, and anything else that fits with your particular view, right, or your subject. But these things, they prioritize yourself, your self-divinity, creating your own magic, your own spirituality. Satan's main focus is to divert human hearts away from the worship of the one true God. He entices humans to suggest power, self-realization, self-enlightenment, apart from our submission to God. What occultism leads you to believe is that there's no point to life but life itself. It's a belief system that has nothing to do with faith. And everything that I stand on and that I believe is not my opinion, scriptural.
Let me ask you what you were into before. I mean, I've had people say, take yoga classes. I'm not a yoga person. I mean,
You're a ballet person.
No, I am a ballet person and an ice skater. And but yeah, I just never felt that was for me. I just didn't, that was not for me. So when you really came to know God and where you are in ministry, how did that change your life? How did God bless you when you realized something that you said, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to do this? And put God first.
He delivered me from anger, from rage, from anorexia, from cutting myself, from drugs.
Wait, go back. You said cutting
Cutting.
What is that?
Yes.
When you take a knife and you cut yourself because you're dealing with so much trauma and deep wounded pain.
Trauma.
You're doing it to yourself instead of trying to inflict it upon someone else.
Oh, wow.
That's actually a symptom of the spirit of Baal at work. So if you go back to scripture, a lot of people that worship the god of Baal, they sacrificed children and they also inflicted self-harm.
She's referring to Satan, I believe. That's the name Baal, right?
Baal, the spirit of Baal, yes.
Which is related to Satan?
I mean, they're all satanic, right? All the spirits.
Wow. I don't associate with satanic stuff in any capacity. I really don't. Everybody has their own perception, their own belief system, their own experience of their own spiritual life, of where they go and how they are and everything else. I have had my own experiences, so what is true for me is based solely upon my life experiences. I've had a connection with God. I've had a connection with Jesus my entire life. And I have always turned to Jesus or God in some capacity to help me through it, literally everything. Literally get me out of a little hole that I jumped into when I was 5-6 years old. So
I know this is such a good conversation. I just have so many questions. Oh my God. So okay, me and Jacqueline have bartered on this before too, and that's her life and my life. And
yeah,
we do things,
but we respect each other.
We do. And my thing is, but she did come to my church.
I did.
And Pastor prayed over her last week.
He did.
And she, yeah, miracles are happening.
But, yes.
But I want to get into, and this is important because I have friends that go, oh, I do, I have to say this, angel card readings, since we're already on the subject, angel card readings, or I do this, or, you know, and that. I'm not talking about tarot cards. We're talking about angel card readings.
Oracles.
What are the oracles?
Oracle cards.
Wait, that was a whale.
No, well. Oracle cards are of the divine light. They are tools. That's all they are tools. They were also created back in many, many centuries ago to help people connect to their divine source and get messages from God, Jesus, whatever. So they were created within a religious sect of generations and eons ago.
So that's Jacqueline and I have talked about this, and I always feel from my life, because I like to, people say, don't you want to read your fortune or do this? I'm like, no, I just want to trust God mm-hmm. and let him open the doors for me of that opportunity. What is your thought on what we're talking about?
Well, in what I really want to highlight is that I was healed from PCOS. In August 13, 2020, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome, which can cause infertility. Mm. And the enemy really used that as ammunition to bring up my past, you know, being raped as a child, being sexually assaulted.
Wow. I got to read your book. And, oh, my God.
And one of the things that he gave me, what the Lord gave me, was a vision in high school of my future children. And it was something I really held on to. On April 17th, 2022, I received a prophetic word at my home church about marriage covenant and my womb being blessed. And then July 17th, 2022, I was at the airport, and there was a baby in front of me that was illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And then September 5th, 2022, I received deliverance at Global Vision Bible Church. It was my first time experiencing healing in my foot from a plantar fibroma.
Wow.
I felt generational curses broken.
That's a whole nother subject. I got to have you back, because we were talking about generation curses and families. And, you know, mine, I will say, I just have to jump in. At my time, my family, my mother, I can talk about her sister because she's in, I don't know, she's in heaven. I hope she is. That there was a generation curse of when people get mad in our family, they don't talk to you for a year or never.
Oh, I have that in my family, so.
And that's what Pastor had said. Our pastor, we prayed for families to come together. And a miracle happened with our family this last couple months, that people were coming together closer. And yet you've been such an amazing, amazing testimony. What are you doing next week?
Working, but if I get off early, I can come back in again.
Because I really want you back. And oh, somebody's saying hi on TikTok. They're sending me some TikTokers. Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. But you know, you have so much ministry in you, and I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not here to say, oh, because my religion, this is how I feel, that you should follow me. All I know is what I do, and I respect other people, but you know, I pray for other people as well, that God will open their eyes and soften their hearts, you know, in our families. And it's happened, you know, a lot. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Country Life 4545 for sending me some TikToks.
Aww.
That's what I think. I hope
did they send you some roses or something?
I don't know. They sent me something there.
Or stars.
I don't know. This is so cool when that happens. You're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And but no, you're such a joy. Now, your friend that's in ministry as well, what was her name?
Samantha,
yes. I have to get you and her on, because I have to get you on both in the hour, like half hour with you, half hour with Samantha. And she, what does Samantha weigh? I mean, her story, she weighed like, was it over 200 pounds or 300?
Yes, she is a health coach now, fitness coach. She's doing amazing things. You definitely have to have her on.
I know, and she lost, she really prayed about it, and then she would pray that God would help her lose the weight, and then she started her own fitness Christian thing, which is cool. But no, I'd like to, we have 5 minutes left, and Jacqueline has to pitch her, you know, massage place that she works at. can we get you on again? I have a little window open. Let me find out, but I'd like you on longer, because it's better if you came to the station.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people don't know. And this life is so short here, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I've had 6 people pass away in the last year. We'll talk about that later. And my brother was 60. My son was 34. And how to get through grieving and all this stuff. And I'll tell you, God brought me through that. And I didn't have to go to any classes because I'm reading books of people that died and went to heaven and hell. And the stories in heaven are so glorious mm-hmm. that I know he's safe and happy and has.
Have you read the book yet, Proof of Heaven?
Yes, I have it at home.
Yay!
I'm still reading it, and there's so many more. But are you available to come back on the air? Because we have to do part 2 with you.
Right. Yeah, definitely reach out to me and we can check our schedules.
Right, because family curses is like, you know, we have like 2 minutes. You've got to pitch yours, but, you know, just give 1 minute before Jacqueline closes on the show. 1 minute about family curses, what we can talk about.
Generational curses, how to break generational curses, and actually even epigenetics, how generational curses can be reflected in your DNA and what you can do. And maybe we can bring on Samantha.
That's part
what
of
you
new
can
age.
Do with your health to actually bring in generational blessings for your future generations and your family.
Oh, you know, I just have to say one more thing. You know, my grandson came here from Arizona, and my son took him to church, and he goes, Gigi, he says, this song keeps coming on. I got to find it. It'll bless your family, bless your generations. I forgot the name of the song. And he goes, it's in my head, and it's about, you know, family curses and breaking the curses, and, you know, God will bless you. It's such a beautiful song. I don't know where it is, Bobby, but I can't wait. I'm going to get back in touch with you.
No pressure, Bobby.
No pressure. And we'll definitely talk about how to break a family curse. That will be a very powerful subject.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to be part of that.
Exactly.
Because I feel that there's definite family curses. And some of us that are here at this point.
We were just talking about that today.
Yeah. We're here to help break the generational curses and the generational programming and all of that type of stuff. So the fact that she's talking about it from a Christian standpoint, that's actually what New Agers, or what you would call New Agers, are actually coming up with and doing as well.
But this is something that's
been going on for at least a decade or longer.
Well, my mom would talk about family curses back in the mm-hmm. days. But how do you break a family curse? I mean, we have like 1 minute, but then you have 1 minute. So can we stay in that one and how to break a family curse and get on that for next week? I'm just going to make you part of the show. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So anyways, we're going to be back. And give everybody your name again.
Melrose Figueroa.
And you can find her on Facebook and in TikTok.
At Melrose Ministries.
Melrose Ministries. We're going to have her back for sure because that is a powerful subject. Thank you so much for calling in. And Jacqueline, just give you got like 40 seconds here to give you.
Okay, so everybody, if you've been stressed out and you don't know what to do, come to Essentials Massage and Facials all week long. We have openings.
You have to book with Jacqueline.
We're on Lakeview in Clearwater.
You got to book with Jacqueline.
And you have to come book with me especially. We're open 7 days a week. We are open all next week. Come and book us up. All
Give
of you
the phone
people.
Number.
I don't know the
Okay,
number.
It's Essentials where? Off of
Essentials
Lakeview.
Off of Lakeview in Clearwater. It's Essentials Massage and Facial of Clearwater. You can Google it. It'll pop up. Call us and book with us.
Okay, and does your company want to work with celebrities? This commercial is going to be shot actually today. Shot. We're not shooting a commercial. I'm doing a commercial.
Got 5 seconds to do it.
Work with Muhammad Ali Jr., star of the movie My Father Muhammad Ali, and more. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be back with more Miracle Stories and producers next week.
Thank you, Dawn, for having me.
God bless you. Remember, you've got all the coin on in your life. Watch things happen.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Music.